library, the most popular JavaScript library, this has on the GPSS. So that's the jQuery part. That is the only dependency that this library has. It does not depend on Wikipedia, it does not depend on MediaWiki, it does not depend on PHP, it does not depend on anything at all except jQuery. But jQuery is a very popular library to begin with. So that is not supposed to be a very hard to achieve dependency. IME means input method anything. Input method, this may sound like maybe a strange word to some of you, but input method basically means any kind of usage of the keyboard that is not obvious. So typing in Latin in English, it's not really important to call it an input method because it's very simple. But anything that involves ligatures, anything that involves clever situation rules, all that is usually called input method, and that's what we're dealing with here. So that's input method editing using jQuery. Library is very simple. I'll get to the code soon. But just a quick demo. So, I'll show you, this is my Fedora laptop, and the keyboards that I enable on my laptop, on the operating system level, are just English at the top there, and also Hebrew, which is my language. So when I type Hebrew, I use operating systems, the operating systems keyboard. But if I want to type in any other languages, which sometimes happens, sometimes I want to type a few letters of Devanagari on my own. I actually do. To do that, I don't use the operating system's keyboard. I use jQuery IDE because it's so convenient. So I can just go here, and you see that thingy that appears there under the input box. I can select my language. We have a very, very long list of languages here, and it's growing all the time. We are working on an easier way to select a language. In the meantime, we just have this list. So we have here, for example, this is Nepali, I think. And Nepali is basically uses the same alphabet as Hindi, so I can just again type something here like. This must be a bug, actually. Well, I meant to type JavaScript, but this looks like a bug, so let me select another language. Fixes for bugs are welcome. You can fix bugs. We have later a session for fixing bugs. But is there anybody here who speaks Punjabi? Great. Punjabi. So I'm trying to write JavaScript in Punjabi. So this is supposed to be something like this. JavaScript. I'm not sure that it's completely correct. If it's not correct, you're welcome to fix it. Very late today, we have a session for fixing bugs here. Even if you do not code JavaScript, you can say what is wrong here. Please tell me and I'll fix it. But not now, in the session after this one. So this is basically how it works. This little control here, it attaches itself to all the input fields on the page. So you see a do. If it disappears, just click it again. And there it is, and you just select your language. That's as far as the actual functionality goes. That's really all there is to it. So a little bit about the code. So I won't go very deeply into the code in this session. I will go deeply into the code at the workshop after this session. So Okay. So this is the main directory of the source code. It's also JavaScript. All the actual rules of which Latin characters translate to which other alphabet are under the directory rules. They're sorted by language codes. These are standard language codes from the ISO 69 standard. So I can go, for example, to Hindi, which is HI. For Hindi, we have four keyboard layouts here. Now, this is, by the way, not such an obvious thing. Why four? Why not just have one keyboard for Hindi? The reason is that different people find different keyboards more comfortable. For example, people came to us who work in the publishing industry, in newspapers, and they say, we want to contribute to Wikipedia, but we don't like the keyboard that we have. We are used to using a different keyboard layout too, that we have in our newspaper. We would like to continue using that. Without that, it would be very inconvenient for us, and we would probably not contribute to Wikipedia. And we have many people saying the same thing like that. We have like young people who say, we write SMS messages, we text, we write them usually in English, in Hindi, but in English letters, and we would like to continue writing it like that in Wikipedia, and so it would be in that language, but we would write as if we write in English. So we want to really help different people with whatever is convenient to them. Government workers, they like using the Inscript keyboard. So we have Inscript too. So we have Hindi, or Hindi we have four input methods. I'll open, for example, the situation. That's the one I'm most familiar with. So this is JavaScript code, as you see. I'll make it larger. So this is JavaScript code, but the almost all of this file is simply JavaScript array. Every line in this array is simply a rule. The rule has three parts. This is the first part. The first part is a regular expression that includes some letters that may appear before the current letter that I'm typing now, and the current letter. So in this case, it's simply the dot period. The last part, that's the actual thing that will actually appear on the screen. So what we do here is that we translate the full stop in the end of the sentence, we translate it to banda, the say character for Hindi. So what we do here is that we go around. Does anybody here know regular expressions? Regular expressions? Okay, some of you know that. So regular expressions, $1 is whatever appears in the regular expression, in the first regular expression here. So the first regular expression here translates to so this part, whatever we find here, which basically means from K to R, which means the whole Devon library alphabet. If we find any letter from the Devon library alphabet, we just put it. And after that Devon library, after that Devon library letter, we find a full stop. We just translate it to that same Devon library letter that was already written there, and the done. That is a simple example of rule. If you go further, so for example, I will find another simple rule. Also, very simply, if it's the English letter A, then it translates to the Vanagri letter A, etc. That's really, again, all there is to it. There is also third part, the part in the middle. The part in the middle is something called context. It's not needed for all languages and it's not needed for all rules, but it basically means that these are in the first part of the rule, you can go several letters back. And context checks not the letters that were typed, but actual characters that were typed. It is sometimes needed, for example, very frequent cases that letters C, English letters C and K, they are similar because both of them can sound like K, but if you type CH or if you type KH, then you want probably different things. For CH, probably want CH, and for KH, probably want K. So if you only type C or K, it will come out as a K, but if you type CH, it will come out as CH, and KH will come out as K. That's context. So that's all there is to writing actual rules. It's really very simple, just mostly one-to-one translation of things. You do need to know a little bit about regular expressions, but if you want to change something, improve the current keyboard, anything like that, please talk to us. Even if you don't know regular expressions well, honestly, if you can help us, even if you just tell us, something is wrong in the keyboard for my language. Can you please fix it? Just show us what is supposed to appear there. That is already a very, very useful contribution. So please test this in your languages and tell us whether anything is wrong at the workshop. How much time do we have? 1 hour from now. That is a lot. Talk is supposed to start in 5 minutes. Really? Funny. I can do it again. I don't mind. As far as an introduction to jQuery IME, I'm more or less finished. So I'll first ask, are there any questions until now? Questions? Nothing? Okay, so I think that probably, I thought about inviting you to his very, very cool demo of using this on mobile phones. Should I do this now or should we wait until 12? Let's do it now, and then maybe do it again, if people come. So, while TV connects, I'll just give a brief introduction. You meet a developer of many of our Wikipedia related mobile apps for iPhone and for Android. And you a few months ago, he took this library, jQuery IME, and he did something that we pretty hoped that somebody would do someday soon, and he actually did it. He took this and made it usable. Because we wanted this library to be useful on as many platforms and devices and operating systems as possible. So he took it and made it work on mobile phones. And we will demonstrate this now.
Am I audible to everyone? Do I need to use a mic? That yes for do I need to use the mic or yes for am I audible?
You are audible.
No, use the mic.
Use the mic.
We're recording.
Hello. Hi. So as how many people here use an Android device? Wow, that is very, very good to see. Okay, now the sad question. How many of that are the latest Android release, which is 4.1 or up? 4.1 or up? Oh, so, right. So I'm Ruby. I work on mobile team for Wikipedia Foundation. So this is a small project that I did. You saw the tool that let you type it on the web, right? So what I did is, in Android, you can build your own keyboards that let you input text into any application that you want. So on the web, if you have the tool that you demonstrated, the people who maintain the site must have it added and enabled properly for it to work. But in Android, if you install an external keyboard that works on like all devices, so you don't need you know, the people who write a messaging app or people who write WhatsApp to integrate this into that. But you just go to the Play Store, install this, and you can write in whatever language you want to wherever. So I think I'll just show it because that is probably going to be better than talking. Right. So we just go to settings. So what I've done is I'm not. So what I've done is so the rationale behind it is we all text a lot, we all use the phones a lot to Facebook, Twitter, whatever. And a lot of times we'll be typing something and in the middle you would want one word in another language, right? Or you would want one sentence in another language. That's a colloquialism from some movie that you're going through, or some word that is a nickname for a friend that you're going through. Something. So what you want to do is you want to swiftly, you are usually typing a button. I mean, like, we're pretty sure that, like, you know, I think most of us don't actually like use the phone primarily in the native language. Even if it is available, most of us don't. So what you want to do is you want a quick way to switch between languages and type it and come back. You don't want to spend time learning a new layout. You don't want to have it like 10 seconds for it to switch between keyboards so that you type one word and then spend 10 more seconds coming back. So the idea is to make it as easy as possible to use the language when we want it. Okay. So I have pretty much all the Indian languages enabled here. Let me just, so I'll go to Android settings, language input. So you will find this keyboard called Morelands keyboard. That is called Morelands because we haven't found a better name yet. Once we do, we will change it to that. So I can pick whatever languages I want. So I have picked English, and if I go down, all these other languages are available. So my language skills are so bad that I don't know which of, I mean, which script most of these languages are. But I guess. Okay, so I'm guessing this is Hindi. Right. So okay, I have that. I have Odia and I have Tamil enabled right now. So I'm
sorry.
Right, point to the phone. But this is small. I'm not sure if it's frozen. Okay. Okay. So I have those four languages enabled. So I can go to any application in the phone. In this case, I will go to Twitter. So it shows me the keyboard, right? It's can you just use English? Yeah, so it shows me the keyboard, it's just a normal keyboard that you're going to use. So I've typed in something, hello, whatever. And then I want to now add a word in the local language or some other language. So now I just tap this key, there's a globe key, right? So that switched to the first, to the last non-English language that I use. So now it is in I'm not sure what I'm typing, but I'm typing M-A-R-G. So this is what happened. Classic. Okay. So yeah, anyway, so you just type it like normally how you type. This is a transliteration scheme. Most of the schemes are included are in transliteration or phonetic. So to type in a language that I actually understand, let me pick Tamil. Right, so I'm actually typing something in Tamil using the transliteration. So this is the exact same thing that you see on the web as well. So if you see it once, you can use it here as well. And then if I tap it back, so this switches languages. So I'm now in English, and let's say I'm in Tamil. So if I tap it back, it goes back to English. So I can type English, and I can switch to the preferred language of my choice. So if you just want to, say just another version of shift. And instead of tapping shift and being able to type in uppercase characters, you have other button. You tap it and are able to type in whatever language you want. So that's it. So there are all the Indian languages are covered, I think. The major problem here is that Android, as well as you know, does not support most Indian languages up until very recently. So this currently works on the last two recent releases of Android, which is 4.1 and and I'm going to spend some time to see if it were made it work on 4.0. Because while most languages are not supported in 4.0, I think Hindi is supported on 4.0 and Tamil as well in some places. And some forms will be supported no matter what. That's it. Do people have questions? I hope. This is not yet available on Facebook, but you will put it on.
Is this the default keyboard which is available in Android?
So what I have done is the Android is open source, right? So I took the default Android keyboard and then just added the jQuery methods onto it. So you will get all the features of the default keyboard plus some more. That's why it's a more languages keyboard. It's a normal keyboard. The only difference is that it has more languages. So everything else is same. So all the features that you have used to autocorrect, everything will work very good. And if you want, we can add it more for other languages also. So you are not. So that is the other problem with all these specialized keyboards. Is that if you install them, they are usually built by themselves. So they are not of the same good quality that the default keyboard is. So when you build on top of the default keyboard, then that's problem. Yeah.
Devices
So I can make this keyboard work, but it will be useless. So the problem on those devices is the fact that you cannot render them. Right? So this is for input. So if you use this keyboard, if I make it work and you use it, you can type it, but you will get only boxes. So the problem there is not that you cannot write, it's that you cannot read. But you, without reading, you are not able to write, right? Because you are just, you will be typing this and you will get boxes. So that is useless. So that is why I don't see the point in putting this point. But some phones still work in some languages even 2.3. There is a Samsung Galaxy Duos Y, Galaxy Y Duos that Shukrita had, that had a proper Bengali support and Hindi support, despite the fact that it is 2.3. So hopefully I'll be able to spend some time in making this work on those languages. But right now it does not work. It works on 4.1 plus because they have uniform support without any problems about it. It does not solve the problem.